mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, everybody listening coast to coast, overseas, the ships at sea, welcome. It's already the 16th day of June 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and guess what? No guest today. I did that deliberately because I want to have time to take a lot of phone calls, and early in this first hour, throughout the second and third hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. We will kill hostage in 72 hours as a group supposedly affiliated with Al-Qaeda. That means affiliated with the CIA because Al-Qaeda is CIA. That's admitted fact. We'll go over that and the tragic video floating around. There's also another video of someone in a parking garage being gunned down, a Westerner, by Muslims over in Saudi Arabia. 9/11 panel says Iraq rebuffed bin Laden, and they've rebuffed Bush, saying that it wasn't true, but that he just made a mistake. So this is how they try to gain credibility. I mean, everybody now knows, at least a lot of people do, and it's admitted that Saddam hated al-Qaeda and fought with al-Qaeda and thought they were government agents of the West in the last 12, 13 years. I mean, Iraq put out press releases saying this. We're not with these Muslim extremists funded by the U.S. to destabilize the Arab world. But nevertheless, bin Laden would pop up on TV and say, yes, I'm with Saddam, I'm good buddies with him. Funny, he's helping Bush. Of course, that's what he does. I mean, that's his job. Very interesting. His common sense would tell you it's a total fraud. But the 9/11 panel admits it is a fraud, but says it's just an accident, see. Now that everybody knows the truth, they put their spin on it and gain credibility in their legion of other and sundry lies. You knew it was coming. You know, Philip K. Dick back in the 70s and 60s wrote about wireheads. He wasn't really writing about anything that was futuristic because Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World back in the 30s, weeks before he died in his last speech at Berkeley, said that he'd been to medical facilities in England where they had wires in people's brains controlling them by remote control. That was in 1962. He said he'd seen it in 1960. But the FDA has approved it, and they're going to, you know, they already make your child take Ritalin or Prozac, the school does, or they take them from you. Now they're saying that if someone's depressed, they're going to make you take a remote control system in your brain. Of course, this is no new information for our listeners, though it was hard to believe when just I was reporting it from the Army War College and Federation of American Scientists. One of the most prestigious reports and prodigious reports was back in 2000, January of 2000. We'd seen reports years before that as well, at least for 6 or 7 years. But now we have a picture of it on the website in the Washington Post and a bunch of other mainstream news articles. Everybody's going to, you're depressed, it's a quick, easy surgery, no more pain. The body snatchers are here to help you, and they're all over the television promoting it as we speak. And you're a kook if you're against the brain implant. Why, after you have this, you're not going to feel any more pain. You may be struggling now because you're insane, you don't like the New World Order. Soon, everything's going to be all right. Folks, I'm not kidding. I was never kidding. The Army in 2000 said their main job by 2025 will be implanting us all with chips in the brain. We will all be hooked into a, quote, hive mind. In fact, that's it. Paul Watson, oh, you're listening at Prison Planet. Go get out of our archives that hive mind article. The Sydney Morning Herald simply republished the Federation of American Scientists report of 2 years ago. Not the one of 4 years ago, but the one of 2 years ago. Well, we're all basically not even going to move. We're going to live in little pods, and it's going to be... folks, I'm not kidding. It sounds insane. It's nuts, but it's true. That's their plan. I mean, talk about the movie The Matrix. This is the real deal. I start giggling insanely because it's making me go insane. I'm not the one writing Army War reports and Federation of American Scientists reports. I just covered it here. And I told you long before the plan to push implantable chips under the skin. And I said, folks, that's not going to stop there. The only way to stop the terrorists is if we all have brain chips so our thoughts can be monitored. The Washington Post says we're all going to enjoy our implantation.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the Ark Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With Ark's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. Ark's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the Ark Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arkinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, my friends, it is Wednesday, 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this first hour. No guest today, just your calls and a ton of bombshell, earth-shattering, world-changing news and information. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv as well. I got a ton of news. The phones are already loaded up. Let me just try to explain this calmly, if I can, try to get all the points out here. There's a great danger in listening to this radio broadcast. And it's not that you will become enlightened and informed about the real geopolitical system, the reality, the paradigm. That's the good thing. But once brought into the real paradigm, that you will fall sway to something that I have continually catching myself backsliding into. I open the newspaper, and there's giant urban warfare training with troops in Texas. And in years past, I would immediately lose sleep if need be, drive to location, hide out, crawl around in the weeds, videotape them training to put us in camps. And now, when I see articles about it in Tennessee, Texas, New York, Virginia, California, Nevada, Arizona, Florida, I don't even read it on air anymore most of the time. When I read articles about secret military police interrogating people and stopping around looking for marijuana dealers, I don't cover the article most of the time. when there's some new development of, you know, some government wanting to implant all of their government officials with microchips or implant children with it, about half the time I don't even cover it anymore. Why? We can't just talk about this every day. Familiarity breeds contempt. And where it was shocking and sensational, and I sounded like a complete loon 9 years ago on radio and TV to talk about their plan to do this, now it's quite passé. Quite passé. I mean, I was the lunatic of Earth. I've been attacked in major magazines and newspapers. Mr. Jones thinks there's a plan to put microchips in our skin. Well, he even thinks there's a plan to put it in our brain. And I would tell the reporter, well, here's a link to the Army's website. Would you like to read? And they would get it, but still attack me. But see, then overnight now, it was all announced. And so for a brief time, wow, Alex is really smart. How did he know about this? He's probably an insider. No, I post their own documents. again, this is what I do. It's my life. It's my obsession. But now we've gone into the levels of not just you, but myself. Just, got to have a microchip to get in the nightclub. Got to, you know, they're giving it to the prisoners now. Well, they're announcing they're going to give it to the military. Oh, you know, it's on the cover of a bunch of magazines this week all at once. Everybody needs it. The future of shopping. And so now the chip under the skin doesn't sound that radical because now they're going to have the big push for it in the brain. In the brain, or connected to nerves in the neck leading to the brain, equivalent of plugging your computer into the cable modem. And so I'm looking at no fewer than 5 mainstream news articles today, just all magically showing up, telling us how the FDA is approving this, and of course that means then, you know, they can make your child take methamphetamine, that is Ritalin or Prozac, which is a hallucinogen. Well, guaranteed, I guarantee you, within 3 years, they will be probably sooner. Things are accelerated. Let me rephrase that or reestimate. Within 18 months, there will be children taking this, and then within 2 years to 2.5 years, they will be forcing some to take it. That's right. I predict, and you can laugh at me now as you always do, that they will be forcing this into people's brains within 2.5 years. Guaranteed. There will be poster boy children within months taking it because they don't want to be depressed anymore. It'll be lauded. They'll be like rock stars on all the major TV shows. Being called little geniuses, just like they called that family that we found out worked for Applied Digital, the implant, one of the implant companies, the IBM front, what geniuses the whole family were in every newscast with the same script. I said I'd be calm about this. This is the equivalent of thousands of flying saucers landing, aliens walking off, and announcing that they are going to turn us into pod people. I understand, don't misquote me, New York Times. I'm not saying thousands of flying saucers are going to land. I'm not saying they exist. I don't talk about that. I'm not saying we're going to turn into pod people. I'm saying it's the equivalent. But see, if it's our own species doing it to us, somehow it isn't as shocking and alien and scary. Our own species, putting up face scanning cameras, RFID scanners, license plates that are scanned, RFID going in all the products, casual society control grid, cancer viruses and vaccines. You know, all of this is going on publicly, back of the news wires, never in your newspaper, or occasionally in your newspaper, with a major spin on it, how good it is. But it is the equivalent. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, the stuff they're doing, the stuff the Army is saying about how we're going to all have chips in our brains and be this hive mind and how great it's going to be. I mean, they said this two and a half years ago, 4 years ago, they said they're going to put chips in all of us, in our brains. 6, 7 years ago, I saw Army documents hinting at it. And now it's on the nightly news. I mean, this is so chilling, so evil, so wicked, so controlling. It dwarfs 1984. I've been doing a study of 1984, comparing it to present day. And, I mean, frankly, much of 1984 is watered down compared to what we face today, other than just the automatic secret arrest and torture and execution. That was more widespread in the fictitious world of 1984. In the real world today, they're just gearing up for those purges now. But the control grid itself, the bear trap, is much larger with razor-sharp teeth compared to the 1984 mechanisms that were the equivalent of a mouse trap compared to a heavy Kodiak bear trap or polar bear trap. fully 8 feet in circumference, compared to several inches in circumference. To give you another analogy, my own brain has trouble processing this. So I don't blame you if cognitive dissonance kicks in. That's one thing the globalists have got a hand up on us with, is that the stuff they're doing is so bold, so insane, and no one is ever held accountable, that they just tumble on from one wickedness to another. And so I sit here, you know, stunned at everything that's happening. And this is from the Washington Post today, and there's a photo of this out on Drudge. I want to get that posted on our site. I think that's happening right now. My wife's doing that on Infowars.com. Paul Watson runs the Prison Planet side of things. And I want to repost in a grouping of articles, kind of in a report, under this Washington Post article. I want to post the Hive Mind City Morning Herald republication of the Army War College Hive Mind report of 2 years ago. And then I want to get that Federation of American Scientists report that was from an Army report from January 2000. I want to post that under it, too. And then maybe we can find some passages from a Philip K. Dick book about wireheads. This, by the way, when Philip K. Dick was writing about wireheads, Aldous Huxley had already given speeches about them out in California that Mr. Dick had attended, by the way, I had just recently discovered, and had talked about how he had been in these labyrinthine facilities in England where there were mental patients being remote controlled by primitive wire systems into their cerebral cortex and other different lobes of the structure of the brain. So again, this has been going on since the 60s that we know of, and now they're going to sell it to you, boys and girls. They have remote control rats that can go hundreds of yards into rubble and retrieve goodies in order retrieve a small red ball and come back. I mean, cyborgs. And it's quite easy and cheap. I mean, I remember 15 years ago, my dad handing me a scientific journal and saying, look at this picture of a cockroach with a remote control. Small wire into the brain, small chip on the back. Now the military has them with little video cameras. So whatever you see in the science fiction movies is already here. Paddle OK's implant to fight depression, a surgical implant that stimulates the brain, should get government approval to treat chronic depression, an expert panel of federal experts said Tuesday, marking the first time an implanted device has been recommended for the treatment of a psychiatric disorder. And again, they're saying that 1 in 6 boys is mentally ill, 1 in 10 girls, and they force them onto deadly drugs that expand the size of the heart, shrink the brain. Well, I've already gone over all that, cause massive suicide. So believe me, they're going to make the children take this. And it says, using a technique known as vagus nerve stimulation, the device uses electrodes implanted in the neck just to activate brain regions that are believed to regulate moods. So see, it's wired in, it's like plugging a computer into a cable modem. It's wired into the neck, into the brain. The decision by an expert advisory panel, the Food and Drug Administration, that tells us that aspartame and fluoride is good, after a day of clashing scientific opinions about whether the data submitted by the manufacturer, it's always by the manufacturer, were adequate for approval. Proponents of the device prevailed, citing the desperate need of patients with chronic depression that does not respond to existing treatments. And see, that's the problem. I mean, obviously, if we had angels running things, this wouldn't be a problem. But the government says it's to control you, says they're going to make you take it. That's going to be the Army's main job, and we see them phasing it in with the Army offices in each city and secret policing around, harassing people, finding out what you've said, harassing people that are involved in zoning disputes. That, by the way, was in the news yesterday and in Newsweek, by the way. And it says, the verdict by the advisory panel came after the FDA scientists, is what I'm saying, is they're gearing up the military to run our lives for the later implantation. Little clinics, they say they're going to run. We'll just drop by. It's a quick procedure. You'll be one of us soon. Everything will be fine. The verdict by the advisory panel came after FDA scientists and some panel members argued that data presented by the manufacturer to show the device works were not convincing. The agency is not required to follow the guides of the advisory committee, but usually does. The device has been used in the United States since 1997 to control epileptic seizures. The implant involves connecting the wire to the left vagus nerve entering the brain. Wire heads.
You've got to feel much better after the procedure. Don't complain. You'll be one of us soon.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner. Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the globalist's own policy reports on how they're going to sell us on implantable mind control chips, which they say will control our minds, they say, you know, the horse and buggy went out and people were threatened by it, and people were threatened by pacemakers, but you know, the young people are going to be sold on this as it's trendy and cool, and also for convenience and security. And now, how do you hear the implantable chip under the skin being sold? For for security, for convenience. It's being sold to the youth as trendy to get in the VIP bars, for prisoners, old people. I mean, this isn't the same as a pacemaker, folks, or a new model of car coming out. This is, well, we're going to put wires in your brain and control you. And we have a government saying everyone's mentally ill, and the Supreme Court ruling that they can force treatment on you. And, you know, they're forcing tens of millions of young people on these drugs. Adults are being forced onto it. So they're going to force this. They've said they're going to force it. Do you understand? They've said they're going to sell it to you along these lines. Because they know you don't go read Federation of American Scientists and Army War College documents. That's how arrogant they are. And so I'd like to talk about this. There's a bunch of other news. We will kill hostages in 72 hours, and that was last night. I should say early this morning with an American captured by Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia. That'll surely get the poll numbers up if they kill this poor guy. I hope they don't. 9/11 panel is kind of jockeying with Bush to play some theater like they're in a fight. Cyberonix soars on FDA panel decision. That's the brain people. Draconian plan to detain mental patients is revealed. Then you're all mentally ill like the Soviet Union, have to be arrested. UK bid to clone human embryos. They've been doing it for, what, 8 years, but they always re-announce it. It's a weird form of propaganda. And I didn't talk about this yesterday, and I meant to. I meant to talk about it Monday, because I saw it on Friday. And I instantly recognized the propaganda, and then later it was analyzed, and it turned out that that indeed was true. And I've done research since then, and Paul Watson and myself wrote an article about this early this morning. And it's on PrisonPlanet.com right now and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we'll come back and go to your calls directly. Then I'll get into all this news. But weapons of mass deception, neocons promulgate weapons of mass destruction lie. The World Tribune, neocon-run pro-war party mouthpiece, ran them as leading headline on Friday. UN inspectors, Saddam shipped out weapons of mass destruction before war and after. The weapons of mass destruction heralded by the headline can be defined by the detail in the actual article. And then you read it, and it says it's scrap metal with UN tags on it. Yeah, from the stuff they ran over with bulldozers. The admitted so-called weapons of mass destruction, the hundreds of admitted sites, run over, turned into scrap metal, and publicly shipped out of the country. It says UN... MOVIC, the UN body, acting executive chairman, Dimitrios Perkosis, told the council on June 9th that the only controls at the borders are for the weight of the scrap metal and to check whether there were any explosives or radioactive materials. That would be the weapons of mass destruction within the scrap. Yeah, Middle East Newswire reported. Perkosis also reported that inspectors found Iraq weapons of mass destruction and missile components shipped abroad that still contained UN inspection tags. Now, again, they're saying they reported that, but you go on to read the actual UN report, it says, you know, the husk of missiles, short-range missiles, artillery pieces, all the stuff that the UN was there for 12 years destroying, the stuff our government sold them. I mean, that's all admitted. They admit there's all these admitted sites. But that's what they did during the war and after the war. They would race from one admitted, designated UN site where there were destroyed weapons of mass destruction with UN tags hanging off of it to another, going, we found some here. And a day later, in the small retraction, in the back of the paper, they'd say, well, actually, it was already declared site from 92, from 93, from 94, from 95. You know, that mass grave was a place the UN had been in 92, an exchange depot on the border with Iran, where it was boxes full of bones and sand, where they would exchange dead Iraqis for dead Iranians from that war that killed over a million people, combining both sides. I mean, just like we get bodies back every year from North Korea and Vietnam. And it was admitted. But there were your mass graves. So then they'd run to another site of British-sold trucks for pumping up hydrogen balloons with the U.S. British serial numbers on it. Our government knew exactly what they were. It was at a U.N. site. And they go, oh, look, weapons trucks. What are these machines? Weapons. And then later, the retractions in the back of the paper. And it was incredible. Rush Limbaugh said, oh, yes, they found the weapons of mass destruction. See, why won't Bush brag about this? What's going on? Just incredible. Incredible deception. And they just do it over and over and over again. So we'll come back and take your calls, get into all this news. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're back live here. We're going to go to your calls. We've been talking about the FDA approving these implants that run up to the nerves into your brain to make you not be depressed anymore. And the government's talking about amnesiac drugs and other drugs to make you forget bad memories. And a supposed Al-Qaeda group has captured another American. That'll certainly boost the approval ratings of Lord Bush. Always, Al-Qaeda always helping. And just a ton of other vital news and information. Plus more lies about weapons of mass destruction. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Holland in Virginia. Holland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
How you doing?
Been sitting here running through some notes and so forth, and I don't want to get you necessarily off your train of thought this morning.
You talk about whatever you want.
Okay,
free speech.
I need to back up to last Thursday, I believe, with Joel Skousen on there.
Yes.
And he was chatting Colonel Grand Prix a little bit about his contacts being too aged and so forth and so on. The colonel knows who he knows, and his information is very credible. You've probably checked that out for yourself.
Well, I agree with you, and, you know, Joel, I agree with most of what Joel says, but I don't all of it. He was saying, oh, well, the globalists aren't out in the open. They're not up front, and there's just hundreds of examples of this.
Absolutely, and one thing, too, had you actually gone to Joel's site and checked him out at all?
Oh, yeah, I've known Joel for years. He does a lot of great work.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it appears to me like he's connected to his own agenda there with a New World Order God-based government, and also has written or has signed on to the idea of a new U.S. Constitution. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Where did you see that?
JoelScalson.com. I checked it out yesterday.
What does he say?
Well, basically, with the Constitution and so forth, it defines citizens differently than what our present Constitution does. And basically, it limits certain things with regards to free speech, as I see it. It might be interesting for you to, you know, catch that website and see what your take is on it.
Okay. What else is on your mind?
All right. Now, as far as the New World Order stuff here, I liken them unto a dog. And, you know, if we have a dog laying on the porch and we're afraid to go down the street and walk past that dog for fear of what he's going to do, you know, I hear all this talk about this going to happen, that's going to happen. We're going to soon, as Americans, have to grab that dog up, kick him in the short ribs, and find out just how mean he is. And we're going to have to deal with him up front and personal. Now, the fact that they're wanting to go ahead and control us through chip implants to the brain, it's encouraging to me because they have indicated in that statement that they recognize us as having a functional brain. Now, last week, I didn't have much hope with regards to that because I feel 100+ thousand people walked past probably a sandbagged coffin at the rotunda. Okay? While they were covering that action last, they're covering a multitude of sins last week with that particular happening. And then in addition to that, the last thing that I wanted to talk about was the naval movements here that are out there. Do you have anything?
Yeah, 93% of the East Coast fleet is at sea.
Right.
10 carrier groups, a record level.
Is there any reason to believe that some of these rumors, such as Iranian subs with warheads on them, is that substantiated, or is that just a rumor at this point?
If Iranians launched subs with any type of nuclear weapon, the Israelis would blast it to bits within milliseconds, sir.
Okay.
The Iranians do not have the nuclear bomb.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of that stuff out there.
Well, there's a lot of websites that put out fake right-wing propaganda, neocon propaganda, and now all the real terror groups out there are CIA or MI6 controlled.
Absolutely.
And Iran, the last thing the Arabs want, real Arab states, is to fight. They're always trying to arrest CIA to people. They're always trying to go after the Muslim extremists. They're always trying to shut it down. They don't want the pretext and the excuse for the 8 trillion pound gorilla that is the Anglo-American establishment to come down on them. I appreciate the call, Holland.
All right, thank you.
And I'll go to your other calls in a minute, but a great example of what I was just talking about is this. 9/11 panel says Iraq rebuffed bin Laden. AP. Bluntly contradicting the president's administration, the commission investigating the September 11th attacks reported Wednesday there was no credible evidence that Saddam Hussein helped al-Qaeda target the United States. In a chilling report that sketched the history of Osama bin Laden's network, the commission said his far-flung training camps were apparently quite good. Terrorists were encouraged to think creatively about ways to commit mass murder, it added. Bin Laden made overtures to Saddam for assistance, the commission said in the staff report, as he did with leaders in Sudan, Iran, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, as he sought to build up his Islamic army. While Saddam dispatched a senior Iraqi intelligence official to Sudan to meet with bin Laden in 94, the commission said it had not turned up evidence of a collaborative relationship. And then it goes on to say the Bush administration's information on that was wrong, but it was a mistake. So now that everybody knows that that was a fraud, they come out and admit it, but go, oh, it was just an accident, and try to gain some type of credibility when they're lying on 100 other fronts. Saddam Hussein, for the last 13 years, was hunting down al-Qaeda, calling them U.S. government agents. Okay, he had a secular government. All right, Saddam Hussein knew how to recognize a CIA agent when he saw one, because he was one up until late 1990, into 1991. In 1954, he was trained as a CIA assassin, put in the late 60s as the head of Iraq security. Then our government helped with the coup d'etat in 1979. I told him to invade Iran, told him to invade Kuwait. He followed orders and got backstabbed for it. I'm not defending Saddam. The point is, he was our boy. So then how is he bad when we sicked him on people? No, Sure, the Mafia Capo's bad, but the Don is worse. Let's talk about the Don, the New World Order. Not one of his capos, you know, over a backwater, 25 million, you know, broken back third world population, no threat to us. But right when Saddam was on television going, I'm not with Al-Qaeda, I've never been with them, they're with you, Bush, bin Laden pops up and goes, I'm with Saddam, that's right, I'm with Saddam. I mean, he always pops up to help Bush, help Clinton go after the Serbs, get that war going in the late 1990s. That's the Senate's own report. You know, help go after the Soviets in Afghanistan in the 80s. Help try to get oil pipeline deals, you know, set up the religious mullahs. That's all this is, people. Bin Laden's a double agent. He's always been one. And this whole event is staged. And I'm sure they'll have a wax figurine for you by the election. I don't know if that's still on, but for 2.5 years, that's been what I've had from the White House, long before it was on, you know, Fox News and CBS. They were going to have a stage capture of Bin Laden with senators and Madeleine Albright telling you that. I had it from a White House official. A lot of them live here in Austin. You know, when they're on vacation, their real homes are here. I talked to one of them, high level one. You'd know who they were. And you say, wax figurine? Yeah, Saddam's dead sons, those were wax figurines, people. Then they claim they hadn't killed him. Then they claim they killed Chemical Ali 3 times. Showed you a wax figurine of him. Now they say he's still alive. They captured him again. And they know you don't have any memory, so they just keep using the same names over and over again. They'll show you a wax figurine, execute the wax figurine on TV, or claim they killed Saddam, killed Bin Laden in a gun battle in northern Pakistan, and oh, here he is, and you know, he's been frozen for 2.5 years, dead from kidney failure. The whole thing's staged. That's what I got, the inside scoop. And now that's what we're hearing. So I just, it's incredible. Let's go to calls here, my friends. Let's talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, Saddam Hussein, Bin Laden, Noriega, all over the world you go, you see these people. They're all connected to the Central Intelligence Agency. And
well, in 1954, when they started funding this young, great lawyer, Fidel Castro, do you know what our government called him right up until, 1959? Do you know what they called Fidel Castro?
What?
The Abe Lincoln of the Caribbean. No, I'm not kidding. Ho Chi Minh, $980 million from the CIA. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I really called about, though, is I heard you speak, and I didn't really get to catch the end of the show, but you were talking on slavery and how different nations, I think it was during Arnold Schwarzenegger's, when he was running for governor, you were talking about slavery and how different groups had different kind of slaves, and they bred them to be big or smart or whatever. So I just wanted you to comment more on that, because I didn't get to hear too much about it before.
You may have been listening to another show. When was this?
During, you were making the,
Oh, I remember. I mentioned what it means to have Swartz on your name.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're a Visigoth or Vandal.
Yeah, and you're saying something about the British or whatever. They were short, but they were smart or something. I couldn't really recall.
No, I think you missed what I was saying. Let me try to answer that. Thanks for the call. It's an interesting question. Okay. Schwarzenegger means black plowman. And Schwarzkopf means black head. And it has nothing to do with black people. I mean, you know, the Vikings, the Norse, up in the northern areas of Europe, and then into central Europe with the Gauls and the French, different tribes kept slaves of their own race, similar, but usually from a neighboring tribe. Just like in Africa today, one black tribe goes in and enslaves another black tribe, but it's not the same type of slavery we had in America or that Rome had. You know, it's just basically like they enslave you and you're like lower class and kind of have the servant position. But it is slavery. It's a kind of feudalism. And there were breeding programs that really picked up once the Romans took over about 2,000 years ago in Austria first, and then into France, and then what is Germany, the last to be conquered by Julius Caesar. And you can read those accounts of the Battle for Gaul. Then the Romans did start breeding programs, and then they gave the names to the bigger Austrians and Germans that were plowmen. And they were bred to be large, many times they killed the more intelligent people. But genetics don't really work like that, and it's hard to do that. And yes, folks, I mean, I've been to the Smithsonian. I've seen the ledgers in the South. The same thing was done with black people. And I was going into how elites, even with primitive technology, have tried to manipulate the human species. But I said in England they didn't do that. In England, the lords enjoyed dwarfing their slaves. There were whole handbooks written on it, how, you know, they would have tens of thousands of acres on a lord's property, but he would keep his slaves on tiny tenements. And they were called serfs, and they weren't allowed to take a rabbit. They were allowed to have tiny areas, only certain things to be grown. And over the generations, the nobles were all above 6 feet tall, and most of the men were about 5'1", 5'2". And that's why everybody in England gets a lot bigger every generation. Same thing with people in America, whether you're black or white, because of the, you know, more nutrition, better nutrition. They were actually creating almost a subspecies in England. The Japanese did this similar thing. China did this. You see it in you see the Aztecs doing it, the Mayans doing it, the Toltecs doing it in the Americas, and then you see in Asia the Chinese and the Japanese doing it. But in Europe, the only ones that really do it, Romans like to breed big slaves, but in England they like small slaves. And so they would keep you kind of the Chinese-Japanese model, but they all arrived on their own. No real contact between those groups. And so I was just pointing out that the lords, literally would dwarf their slaves in England. But then you have a Schwarzenegger-type model, and, I mean, his name means, basically a black plowman, and plowman means slave in the Roman derivation for slave. Means low-level worker slave or field hand. And so Schwarzenegger, on his dad's side of the family, obviously goes back to a bred Austrian slave. Same with Schwarzkopf and anybody with Schwartz in their name. Schwartz means black or of the earth, because you never took baths, you had dirt all over you, so you had a lot of sun, so you were dark. And Schwartz means slave in the derivation out of black, and then the high-blooded people, they didn't have to get in the sun and work, so they had white skin, just like Japan. The higher classes are real white because they don't work; their hands are smooth. Nothing to do with race. It's different races doing this to their own race. We're getting off into anthropology now, ladies and gentlemen, but it's an interesting question. So what are the elites doing to us today? How are they engineering us today? If in Japan and in Latin America, what was then primitive America, if in Europe this was done by elites, what is the elite doing to us, the slaves, today? Drugging us, dumbing us down, shortening the language, balkanizing the cultures. George in Canada. George, go ahead.
Good day, Alex.
How you doing?
What I wanted to bring up was a little bit about the fleet movements. A previous caller started to address that. According to the newsstand, the official source for Navy news, 7 carrier battle groups are being prepared.
According to the AP 2 weeks ago, it was just a little blurb. It was 10.
Well, there are others are already at sea, so they're already in position. These are 7 new ones.
Yeah, the first ones went to Syria.
Usually you have 6 at sea, 6 in port. So you have 6 under repair, 6 in a zone. In a really bad time, you have 8 at sea, 4 in port. This is a major milestone for the Navy to put so many carrier battle groups to sea.
Never been done.
Never been done, because they have to be repaired. That's very important.
That is with the new mega carriers of the last 30 years. I mean, it was done before when they had a lot of smaller aircraft carriers, which had been handed over to the Marines.
Exactly. So Navy News says that they're sending 1 to the Gulf of Guinea off Nigeria, and the other 6, 3 are going to the Indian Ocean, 3 are going into the Mediterranean. So that means they're going to box in the Middle East. My personal assumption is that there's going to be an attack on Iran. I say that because the rhetoric is building up about Iran and nuclear weapons-grade plutonium, That was on the front page of the New York Times Magazine Sunday. So the rhetoric is being brought up. The G8 conference started to bring it up. And basically, you know, if you have a there's already two carrier task force there, one on each side anyway. So that'll put about three quarters of the U.S. Navy in one place. It's got to be there for a reason. The BBC announced yesterday as well that General Casey, your second senior general in the military, is being transferred to Iraq. So he's going to take over.
I do have that here in the stack. Yes.
Exactly. So you know, he's probably not going there to run a prison. I would expect.
Yeah, he's not going there to play patty cake.
He would be the Eisenhower or MacArthur under a General Marshall to lead the next invasion.
And so, what type of massive attack is there going to be to swing approval ratings back up to 94%, a record as it was right after 9/11?
The election's coming. The president has to get reelected. In Nigeria, Halliburton bribed the Nigerian government with $180 million, according to the Toronto Star Business section.
They're in hot. Stay there. This was a great call. Let you elaborate, George, and more calls. It's wide open phones today, and I'm just getting my land legs here as we get moving. So everybody stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, thank you for joining us. Let's go back to George in Canada, then Walt, Pat, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. George, we have the government saying we will be attacked, the Capitol will be destroyed. They said will be destroyed, or the country will be attacked coast to coast. One of those things will happen, they said 2 weeks ago in major publications. The White House said, give up all your rights, the terrorists are going to get you, ha, ha, ha. Now we've got a record naval launch, generals rotating in and out of the Middle East, a huge gear up, while public opinion is solidly against the phony war. What do they have up their sleeve? What's the ace in the hole, George?
Well, the ace in the hole is, or a clue for us, is you have to watch where the fleets go. And I would highly encourage people to get on the Internet, especially if you speak languages other than English, Russian, Chinese, if you're from India. Check out where the navies are going.
Well, we already know where they're going. A couple of them are going to North Korea because others are leaving the South China Sea and other seas.
Oh, exactly.
And off Asia and the East, and then the rest are all going to the Middle East.
I'm not referring mostly to Allied naval maneuvers. It would be more who would be some of our potential enemies. But before 9/11, the Royal Navy was pre-positioned a couple of few weeks before the September 11 attacks.
Now, right up against Pakistan.
In place.
Right up against Pakistan, and we had 18,000 British troops in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan and 44,000 U.S. troops.
Exactly. So these ships are being strategically pre-positioned.
And now they reported that they went down to 122,000 troops in Iraq. Now they're boosting it to 144,000. That was last week. Now they announced it's going to go up to 160,000. Why is there a massive increase in troop buildup?
An invasion. There can be no other conclusion. There's the Nigeria mission, the lieutenant colonel from the Nigerian military who was interviewed by Agence France Presse. He had no knowledge of this. So how can they be on maneuvers with Nigeria if they have no knowledge of all these ships arriving? It's something that's being done on their own. There's another major exercise going off.
Well, you don't send 10 carrier battle groups to Nigeria anyways.
No, they're only getting one. The rest are going to the Middle East. So a lot of the allied nations are going to be picking up the slack around Pearl Harbor. Canada, Britain, Australia, Peru, Chile, and Japan. They're going to have 35 ships, 7 submarines, 90 aircraft, 17,000 sailors are going to be heading into that direction. The operation for the Middle East is called Summer Pulse 04. So if you put that in your search engine, you'll get back some very correct
information. We've posted the articles. Thanks for the call, George.
Thank you.
It's all very scary, and maybe it is just a maneuver. But of all the other factors, it stinks to high heaven. Before I end this hour and come back with all your other great calls and a ton of news that we've mentioned but haven't detailed yet on implantable brain chips and neocons lying about weapons of mass destruction and the 9/11 panel, latest developments there, before I do that, just in the last minute of this hour, I do want to encourage every single one of you, every scintilla of you out there, to take action in the information war, and the best tool I know of in this fight are my documentary videos. You're authorized to make copies of the 10 films I produced. I also carry a lot of other videos and books by other authors that you can get through InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, watch the free video clips, read about the films, order them online, big discounts when you order 3 or more of any of my films or multiple books. I've also, again, carried a bunch of other materials, other books on 9/11, videos on 9/11, other key issues, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to get in this fight, you can also call toll-free to ask questions or order the videos, ask questions about the videos or books, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I suggest you get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Masters of Terror, the two films I've made on September 11th, and spread the word, because this can stop the globalist. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Second hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.